to consider this great work of believing in the matter, what it was that was to be believed, that that Jesus, whose age they knew, must be antedated so far, so that they must believe him to be older than Abraham, that that Jesus, whose father and mother and brothers and sisters they knew, must be believed to be of another family and to have a father in another place, and yet he to be as old as his father and to have another proceeding from him, and yet to be no older than that person who proceeded from him, that that Jesus, whom they knew to be that carpenter's son and knew his work, must be believed to have set up a frame that reached to heaven, out of which no man could, and in which any man might be saved. Was it not as easy to believe that those tears which they saw upon his cheeks were pearls, that those drops of blood which they saw upon his back were rubies, that that spittle which they saw upon his face was enamel, that those hands which they saw buffed him were reached out to place him in a throne, and that that voice which they heard cry, "Crucifige, crucify him," was as a vivat rex? Long live Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews! As to believe that from that man, that worm and no man, ingloriously traduced as conjurer, ingloriously apprehended as a thief, ingloriously executed as a traitor, they should look for glory, and all glory, and everlasting glory. From that melancholic man, who was never seen to laugh in all his life, and whose soul was heavy unto death, they should look for joy, and all joy, and everlasting joy. And for salvation, and everlasting salvation from him who could not save himself, from the ignominy, from the torment, from the death of the cross.